Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this beautiful, beautiful rainy day. I call it beautiful because Ed loves the rain.
I love the rain. I'm sorry.
I know you
I was
do.
Just going to say, what kind of sociopath likes this? But now I know.
That guy right there.
Sick son of a bitch. Go outside in this gloomy ass stuff and smile.
Yeah.
So Tuesday at 4 o'clock, that's the trade deadline for the National Football League. What kind of impact does tonight's game have on that trade deadline for the Ravens?
I might be like over evaluating this, but the fact they're in Miami.
21 Savage.
Yeah.
A lot.
The fact that they're in Miami and Miami's a team that's going to be selling. Is it better? Like in baseball, I always thought, hey, you got a series with someone. Are the general manager going to get together
Toronto
and chat?
Toronto and Orioles.
Yeah.
They traded between the doubleheader.
Yep. Is that an advantage? I do think the fact that now they don't have to focus on like football operations, meaning day-to-day stuff as far as the team goes, and now you can look at the future of the team and have a few extra days while teams are getting ready for games
so
on Sunday.
So you're telling me is if the Ravens are up 28-3 at the half, someone could change
Bradley
teams.
Bradley Chubb's going to change teams at halftime. Yeah.
The trade is executed at halftime.
Well, dude, I mean, I think the Ravens are going to win pretty substantially, I believe.
Tonight.
If they didn't know, that would change things a lot.
I think so.
Tremendously, I think.
And I think the Ravens went big tonight, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but the Dolphins just did the haka.
Yeah, what kind of mess is that? How the haka has influenced their turnaround? What turnaround?
They just won a game.
Yeah.
Where was the turnaround?
They beat the Falcons, and nobody knows who the hell they are.
They won a game.
It'd be
like
Kirk Cousins,
game.
Who didn't like that. They didn't have the regular off.
I enjoy the haka. I watch it on my phone when I'm bored.
It's
and
great.
It's fascinating. But that's so stupid. It's like it turned the team around.
Is that what the All Blacks do?
Yes.
Yeah. I like it too.
Yeah.
What? Just all of them?
All Blacks.
You guys do the haka? Like everyone?
No, it's the name of the team.
Oh, my bad. I knew that. No, but like.
Well, that's the reason I like the name of the team. All Blacks.
Hey, how come all these guys are Australian? What the hell? Is that an aboriginal? Anyway.
Right from New Zealand.
Shut up, Joe. And you too. You guys got to whisper in my ear. It's New Zealand. Shut up. Same area, jackass.
It's like calling an American a Canadian.
It's like, same area. It's like calling Abingdon Baltimore. That's what it is. Hey, where are you from? Baltimore. I thought you grew up in Hartford County. Shut up. No. I forgot what I was talking about.
True story. When I was at Liberty, my buddy, who was a couple of years ahead of me, he told everybody he was from Baltimore. So one day he was sitting there, somebody said, "You got both from Baltimore?" I said, "He's not from Baltimore." And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, I am." So you're from Randallstown. You're not from Baltimore.
I love when people say they're from New York. Yeah, I'm from New York City. And they're from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Come on, not even the same state.
But where I live, I can see New York. It's right there.
Right.
But,
so.
But my question was going to be about them doing the haka. Did they not do the haka the entire time and then they did it before the Falcons
game?
They
won.
Or did they do it after the Falcons game? Because you can't turn your season around after something already happened, and then you did it.
That's like the guy said who hit the walk-off home run for the – when Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off, he said – I listened to him on the radio. I said to my girlfriend, he's about to walk this thing off. How many times have you said that and it didn't happen?
Yeah. We ain't gonna bring those up.
How many times has it not happened? 410-583-1057 is the number.
Was it Trippy that called in earlier this year and said, so I told y'all the Orioles weren't gonna make the postseason, and then I was like, yeah, but you also said these three other things that didn't happen. You want to talk about those two?
No.
We all make mistakes. We're all going to make bad predictions, especially me, because it's all I do is make predictions. It's going to happen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to my man Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
How you doing?
Good. Well, how are you, man?
Do you think the Raiders will trade Crosby for number one, Cooper Rush and Alexander?
Aren't they saying they won't trade Crosby?
Max Crosby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they saying they won't trade him?
They said they didn't want to.
Yeah. They're saying they won't.
I give them a number one and number two and a Zaire Alexander, whatever his name, and Cooper Rush.
Well, Cooper Rush and Zaire are the throw-ins? Because they don't want them.
Yeah. You know what I'm they said if you're throwing in Cooper Rush, you're going to have to throw in a couple more draft picks to go along with him.
Yeah. I mean, you got Max Crosby on one hand, you have Cooper Rush, Jair Alexander on the other.
That reminds me of the overused 70s joke by all comedians. Take my wife.
Please,
yeah. It's way overused. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A little bit later, we have Over Under for you. One of my favorite segments. Shovel, going to take a look at last night's World Series game that has Toronto one game away from World Series championship, the third in franchise history, and they're going back home to try to do that. Yeah, it's going to hurt my heart if they do it.
It's kind of looking that way.
Kind of looking that way, my friend.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Baltimore. He's not from Baltimore either. You're Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Oh, I got
to
hear this. I've been waiting for this call all morning.
What state are you in?
Man, we're in
Baltimore,
state
of depression.
Man. Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, they didn't quite make it.
All because of Trippy, man.
What?
You know,
what happened?
Like, we run in the car, man. It was last minute. He's like, man, we're going to go down. We're going to drive down Miami for the game. I'm like, I'm with it. He's like, I know a spot. Yeah.
Yesterday.
You're driving to Miami?
I forgot you don't know.
He missed all this.
Oh, this was hilarious.
Why on earth would you drive to Miami?
Oh, please.
In a rental car.
Listen to Trippy. He's like, man, because Trippy like to drive. Like, he'd drive. He'd rather drive than fly. You know, plus it was last minute. The flights was up. Flights was high. So we get to rental car, nice Mustang, because he's like, man, you know, we're going to be on South Beach, man. We can drop the top, you know, clock the holes and everything, man. You know, so I'm like, all right, man. We get there, like, yo, the check engine light is on. I'm like, yo, I don't think it's a good idea to drive down there with a check engine light. He like, man, it probably ain't nothing serious. It's probably just a sensor. You know, they come on my car all the time and all that. You know, I'm like, nah, let's go back to the spot. Went back to the spot. They say, listen, only thing we can give y'all is like some Nissan Versa they tried to give us. But he like, all right, well, you want to take some money off, right? We're like, nah, that's the price. Like, man, we ain't driving to Miami no Nissan Versa on South Beach.
Oh, God.
I'm like, man, like, what kind of rinky thing place is this? Mind you, it's a spot. It's called Rent a Wreck. You know, they only take cash.
We
you know,
can't clock hoes in a Nissan Versa. What the hell,
man? So I'm like, man, you had me take all work for the day. I'm like, you know what, man? Let's just debt this, man. I'm already going to Minnesota next week. I can save some money and everything, man. So, hey, man, like, let's just, you know, try this another time.
Hey, wait. You went to a place called Rent-A-Wreck and were surprised the check engine light was on?
No, but no, they guarantee they vehicles though. You know?
It's so, called like, Rent-A-Wreck.
You two should have applied.
You guys are Rent-A-Wrecks.
Now, you and Trippy driving to Miami together and back.
Yeah.
And back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was going to be a wild trip, man.
The male version of Thelma and Louise.
Bruh. That's exactly what I said yesterday.
Yeah, the male version of it.
I said that to our boss. I was like, these two cats calling in. Because he calls in and we're like, Rashawn, and you hear somebody talking and all of a sudden he says something and you hear Trippy start talking. It's like, what are you two doing together? And he told us.
Yeah, man.
Driving
it
to
was
Miami.
A wild day, man. I ain't never planning up with Trippy again, man. You know, I stick to Southwest Airlines.
You driving long distance just does not.
How the hell did it work out that Dustin was the smartest one of all three of you?
Exactly. Dustin, like I told you, it was a bad idea, man. That's why I stay home. Like I told you, something wasn't right about this, you know, but he stayed home because of some girl he met.
You missed this yesterday. We got caught by surprise. We couldn't stop laughing. People stopped me yesterday. I'm not joking. More than one. And said they couldn't stop laughing during that phone call. It was hilarious.
Rashawn. Rashawn, you got to stay in your lane, man. You're not a long-distance driver.
I know, man. No way at all, man. Tripp was going to do most of the driving. Listen, it was a 16-hour drive.
I know.
He said he was going to do like 10. I was like, all right, you do 10, I do 6. You know, so, but yeah, we was going to have a top down on South Beach, 80-degree weather, man. Could you imagine?
You'd have been asleep.
You done messed up, though. If you'd let him drive the first 10, you wouldn't have driven the car with the check engine light on because you'd have been stuck all the way down there and had to drive the last 6 hours anyway. See? Just let him drive first.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.